Today, Orville Radio met with Vijay Matthews from Integrated Transport Service. It was an opportunity to learn about an alternative means of travel that aims to become the primary mode for Orvillians. Here is what he had to say about ITS and electric vehicles.
We're here at Integrated Transport Services, and we're going to have an update on how they've been doing and what's been going on. So how many vehicles do you have on the road, and what is the current situation?
So currently, it's going really well, to be honest. My friend was joking the other day that ITS is almost like a clinic at the moment, because people come in very often expressing their problems related to mobility. And Orville is the kind of place where there are a lot of challenges related to, you know, moving around for various reasons, you know, security and safety for one. Then there's also the issue of it being a small community with a small population. So organizing any kind of mass, you know, public transport is a challenge. So this is one of those issues that we're trying to resolve with ITS. So at the moment we have 14 electric scooters. We have 3 Mahindra Supro vans, also electric. We have 1 electric rickshaw that is Indian made. And yeah, that's it. That's what we have. And we also are testing a new electric trike. It's a tricycle, which is mostly for as a load carrier that different groups within Auroville are testing at the moment. So we're figuring out whether it's worth purchasing one.
So for the next year, how much do you think this like endeavor will grow?
So our plans originally, even when we proposed this, is very, very large, to be honest. I mean, our goal really is to make Auroville into one of the first communities or townships that is completely electric. So that is our goal, and we want to and we're also doing this because we want to take this model by creating technologies, services and platforms that we can scale to any other city or town in rural India. Because if you look at Auroville, it's like any rural town in terms of, you know, roads and infrastructure and the kind of demographic that we have. It's like any other small town. So that's what we want to do. And our plan is to constantly keep expanding. So right now with this fleet, what we want to do is expand more. We want to at least have about 30 electric scooters. Also, we want to increase the number of vans that we use, because they are becoming very popular. It's used for all kinds of transportation, even the kids that go to Pondicherry. Every morning and every evening we use these vans to drop them and pick people back up. We also have a pickup and drop service within Auroville for people who have difficulty moving around. We also do delivery services and pickup services for people who don't want to go to Pondi, who find it challenging to go to Pondi. So we bring things for them that reduces the transportation on the ground, the number of IC engines that are traveling to Pondi, it reduces, and, you know, also reduces our emissions. So yeah, we have big plans and we want to expand for sure.
Since all of this technology is new, how are you doing in terms of finances? So do you have people who are helping you with the technology, or how does it work?
So this whole project that you're seeing is funded by the 50th anniversary group. So all the vehicles that were bought, the charging stations that you see here, and we've also built a smaller charging station near Tanto and one at Ganesh Bakery. We want to keep building on that as well. So all of that comes from the 50th anniversary grant. That's just the start. We want to be more sustainable. So all the revenue that we are generating goes back into buying more vehicles. So at the moment, all of this is through the 50th grant. But going forward, we want to be to generate enough revenue that we keep putting it back into the service. In terms of partnerships on technology, we've created a consortium of different partners. Some of them help in technology, some of them help in research. So right now, the partners involved in this consortium is ITS, of course. Then we have Mahindra Electric. We also have another electric scooter manufacturer called GoGreen that's based in Bangalore. And also IISc, which is the Indian Institute of Science, that is our research partner. What they want to do through this experiment is learn and create a research paper on how switching to electric mobility can impact the pollution levels in a society. So they are also involved in this project, and we've also tied up with Smart City Pondicherry team. We work very closely with them on different kinds of experiments and ideas that of building some kind of a transportation corridor between Auroville and Pondicherry, where we can create some kind of a shuttle service of just electric vehicles, electric buses, electric vans, and things like that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This program was produced by Avdi Bhalgat and Akshay Thimaya from Symbiosis Center for Media and Communication. Thank you for listening.